Depending on where you are, listening around the world at DougStephan.com or on the hundreds of radio stations that carry this program, we're on until 10 o'clock Eastern. And if your station goes away before that and you want to hear more of the program, just go to DougStephan.com. We stream it live until 10 Eastern, from 4 in the morning till 10. And then you can download any of the hours, 2 hours of the Countdown Show and 4 hours of the Good Day Show, anytime you're a little sweetheart desires. Speaking of sweethearts, Roberta Fasanelli is here along with Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman. The essence of today, Thursday the 24th, we normally have Jay Kumar here to inspire us and motivate us, but he's doing a seminar in France, isn't he, for like
he's
5 weeks?
He's in London and France and yeah. Spain. Oh,
in the Loire Valley.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So there are a lot of great wines there. You may or may not have heard some of the good news. And, Jennifer, I have to call upon your expertise because you're our resident wine expert.
Sommelier.
There are stories today about the compound in red wines called resveratrol that can combat Alzheimer's, other things as well. But then there are those, like my daughter is concerned. I don't know if worry is the right way, but concerned. She likes wine like you do and has fairly good taste for it, I guess. I don't know anything about it, but I know that she and her husband like to enjoy a glass of wine every night. And she was told to be very careful of wine and red wine for the purposes of your mother having breast cancer, and women who have wine are supposed to, I guess, not have wine.
I think the safe amount is one glass or less a day.
It is. So, but isn't it interesting? The reason I bring it up is because on one hand, the compound in red wine is good to combat Alzheimer's. On the other hand, red wine, not good if you're at a risk for breast cancer. It's very confusing, counterintuitive.
And confusing. And typical of the research that comes out of the health field. You know, one day coffee's terrible for you. The next day you're supposed to drink 3 cups of coffee.
Right. Or the more you drink, the better it is for you. You hear those sorts of things.
So bizarre.
Yeah, it is. But I wanted to ask you because I know that that's an area that you're very close to. Also, in the food and well-being department, you may be interested in knowing that there have been a lot of these new dog treats. I was in Costco the other day, and I don't buy the commercial dog treats for Charlotte, Wishbone and Milkbone or whatever. There are 3 or 4 popular brands, because most of them now come from China. And apparently this past week, the FDA says that thousands of pets have been sickened by eating these dog bones and dog treats that come from China. Again, back to the same question, why would you buy anything, serve anything to your family or your pet that comes out of China? Why would you do it?
You know, it's an extra step to try to find stuff that's not from China. But you know what, at this point...
Oh, you want to kill your dog?
Exactly. At this point, we need to, like, really get serious. In fact, I wonder if there's an app. I should look it up to see if there's an app where you can barcode, where you can scan barcodes and see if it's made in China or not.
Anybody know the answer to that? 800-510-8255 or Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Heather at DougStephan.com or Roberta at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Now, earlier, I think both Jennifer and Heather were trying to feed us some information, Roberta, on what we've been following, the Facebook and Twitter threads of the program. So what is, at the moment, what's trending there, ladies?
Well, I think it's a general consensus amongst our Facebook friends that Phil Phillips, they do not feel, should have been America's new idol.
Really?
It seems everybody pretty much agrees. Jessica should have been the one. It's noted that she sings like a canary. That's right, of our Facebook friends. There's plenty of room to chime back in with that if you have different opinions on it. As well, when asked if everybody was having a good start to their day, there are some great comments. However, I would like to say to one of our listeners, Michelle, she posted, note to self, Doug, I thought you would like this. Never try to run after Smokey, her cat, into the woods while he is hunting slash chasing a groundhog. She started off her morning by chasing after her kitty and is soaked, scraped, and tripped over a tree trunk, thorns in her, and she yells out, stupid cat. The groundhog got away. So, Michelle, Kira, I just want to wish you a better day going forward. Also some great comments. People have shared of what they are happiest or when they are happiest.
In terms of the day, time of day, or what's going on in their lives?
No, just what's going on. It's just asked, when am I happiest? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have chimed in with thoughts of being with their family, their children, their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. We have one person who wrote in, Stephen, saying he is happiest when he's riding his Harley with his wife.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. And one of, I think, Rich's friends, Josh, says that first cold beer after a hard day's work.
There you go. Here's some good news for women. Eating fish has been tied, for women anyway, to a lower risk of Colin Powell has no problem with gay marriage. That has nothing to do with this. That's the story today. You talk about stream of consciousness thinking, right? Colin Powell says he doesn't have a problem with gay marriage and gay people being in the military.
And Colin Powell doesn't mind it either.
No.
I thought it was if you eat fish, you don't mind about gay marriage.
No, eating fish is tied to a lower risk of colon polyps.
And you won't date Colin Powell.
That's been the
you
problem.
You mean Colin Powell?
That's why he didn't. That's the reason he didn't run for the presidency, because apparently he has something in his closet that he doesn't want to embarrass his wife with. So he decided.
Oh?
That. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, right. At any rate, where did we. I think I've pretty much lost the entire thread of work at this point.
Collins, whatever.
All right. Yeah, exactly. All right. 800-510-8255. Lots of things. This is one of those days. I don't know whether it's Wednesday and Thursday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday seem to be hot news days or things that are going on around us.
Mm-hmm. Things seem are happening.
And especially this weekend, because today is really the last day of the week, because most people will be off even today. I was told yesterday my plane was full. Not that it isn't often. I usually take the same flight when I come from Boston to LA. It's pretty much all the time filled. But in going back tomorrow, I couldn't take the regular flight that I normally do because it was long since had been sold out. So I'm going to ride on JetBlue tomorrow, Jennifer, the first time I've gone across country.
I'll be right behind you on JetBlue on Saturday.
Yeah. Where are you going? Oh, that's right. You're going to Ireland. But you have to go to New York in order to get
New York,
to Ireland. Is that it?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Travel plans. What are your travel plans? And are you ready? And is Memorial Day, as far as you're concerned, ready right now to be observed? Let's start right now observing Memorial Day. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
Hey, Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In store only slash now, only valid May 24th through May 28th.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, sunshine.
Yay!
You notice how at this time of year it's so delicious?
We haven't had sun in New York for a week. It's been
really
nothing but raining. It's like, please, enough
really?
Already. Yes.
So is the rain refreshing?
No, it's a pain in the neck now.
The wind does not exhilarate you?
No, I hate wind. It messes up my hair.
See, I think there's no such thing as bad weather, only different kinds of good weather. Because
yeah.
It all, even though we complain about it, I'm tired of the rain too, but it'll be good for the crops. I just got
my first
field of corn in fairly early, and I'll get another one in this weekend, and the sun will be out, and we'll have good hay because the weather has been kind of, the hay started growing early, and then now the rain has made it nice and thick and green, and it's great feed for the cows. So that's something to be thankful for. I think even though we complain. But think about good weather. What is good weather? Good weather is any kind of weather as long as we still have weather. And I made a mistake, by the way.
Yeah, it means we still have an atmosphere.
Exactly. Acknowledging we have had a lot of interaction today, as Heather was just pointing out, and earlier on phone calls and email to Doug@DougSteffen.com, including something that Jennifer and I talked about a while ago. Tropical Storm Bud is almost a hurricane. And I said it was in the, knowing full well it wasn't in the Caribbean, but why it stuck in my mind, it's a western tropical storm, not an eastern tropical storm. And thus, excuse me, they start earlier there in the Pacific than they do in the Atlantic. And only the ones off the coast of Mexico and America are called hurricanes. If you go out further into the Pacific, they're called typhoons. I don't even know why that is. Anybody know why that is? Why they call the Asian and Mid-Pacific storms typhoons, and they call Atlantic storms hurricanes? The same thing. So why do they call them something different? Anybody know? I hear nothing from my...
No,
like Johnny Carson.
You might hear crickets. I have no idea.
Nobody knows why that is. A swell prize to the first person who calls us and explains why hurricanes are basically coastal storms that come from the Atlantic, although we do call hurricanes in the close-by Pacific the same. But didn't she say, Jennifer? Well, Michael, was it you that answered the phone?
Yeah, because someone called after we went off the air and corrected us.
Yeah, well, that was it. I thought we were
getting...
Yeah. But, Michael must have been asleep. Either that or Richie's back in the seat. I don't know who's sitting there. It's like music and theater in the studio in Washington. Anyway, so we correct our
phone.
Yeah, nice. Thank you, Michael. 800-510-TALK. Don't have to guess on how to get to us. It's Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Birthdays. Today is the 24th of May, 2012, and Robert Zimmerman came into the world on this date 71 years ago, May 24th, 74 years ago, and his name... What did I say? I said he was 71. What are you talking about? I said 74? Huh. I'll give him a couple of years for good graces. How many of you know all the songs? Bobby Zimmerman is Bob Dylan, by the way, in case you didn't know that. He changed his name. He had become a prolific writer when he was in college, but one of his, he put a lot of stories to song, and one of them came from a poem written by Dylan Thomas, and he liked that. So in 1962, when he first became popular, he changed his name legally from Robert Zimmerman to Robert Dylan. And thus was born Bob Dylan, who did, how many of the songs that he's done, Roberta? Like a Rolling Stone.
Oh, gosh. How many
Lay Lady
songs?
Lay.
Oh.
I know I'm going to catch a lot of heat from you guys, but I can't stand him.
Really?
Oh, that voice.
The voice. He's a phenomenal poet, though.
Yeah, he really is. That's a good song.
It's about the really, best.
Yeah, it's a good song. One of the stories is that Bobby Zimmerman was a piano player for a singer who had fired him for not having a future in the music business. That was Bobby V. Luckily, he didn't listen and moved out to Minnesota, played in folk club, folk music plays there, and then came back to Greenwich Village. Got a contract with CBS Records. He was known as the father of electric folk rock.
I think of Bob Dylan with this. Oh. I mean,
yeah.
What else screams out Bob Dylan?
He actually was in, Roberta, in, you have a place in Newport. Newport Jazz Festival, 1965, is where he got his start. But most of the
That's where he switched over to the electric guitar.
Yeah, they booed him.
They booed him.
Oh, yeah,
they threw rocks
out
at him. They threw stuff at him.
Freaked out, totally.
They
it was Newport Folk Festival. Newport.
Yeah.
There's two festivals, jazz and folk. And this was
right.
The folk festival.
Yeah, right. Yep. Been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame recently since 1988. Had the Lifetime Achievement Grammy in 1991. Golden Globe. For Things Have Changed from the film Wonder Boys in 2000. So he made quite a name for himself, and he deserves a lot of that. Most, I think, all the credit that he.
You know, say what you want about his singing voice; it's horrible. But you know what? The guy can write a song like nobody's business.
Great story.
Amazing.
Yeah.
His son has done. His son has done well too. Jacob Dylan, The Wallflowers.
You know, they had a couple albums. I loved those albums, but then they just kind of, you know.
My son worked for him for about 4 years.
Yeah.
He started a production company after he did well. For whatever the reason, he was very frugal, or maybe his father helped him. I don't know. But he started a production company and out here and produced a lot of movies that nobody goes to see. But most of the really good television commercials that are produced out here are produced by his company, which is kind of a cool thing. Very
I remember when
stuff.
when he got a Grammy, I don't know, like 10 years ago, and it was the most uncomfortable thing to watch.
Oh, yeah.
He's because he just didn't know what to say, and then he stopped talking, and then he started walking away, and then he turned around, and they started playing the music, you know, and then he turned around and went back and started talking again. It's just
One of the funniest Dylan shows I ever saw at the Beacon. It says toward the end of the show, he's on stage, he's playing, and he just unplugs his electric guitar and keeps playing, and walks out the side door of the Beacon. Apparently gets in a cab and goes home. And the band is still on stage playing. And they're kind of looking at each other going, okay, like, what do we do now?
That's it, I'm done.
He's done.
That's it.
Not hardly. Bob Dylan is our featured artist in the birthday spotlight today. Turned 71 today.
Polar bears, melting icebergs, and a big, big screen. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
The Arctic is one of the hardest places on Earth to survive. But to a polar bear, it's paradise.
The music of Paul McCartney and the voice of Meryl Streep provide a cozy comfort zone in the new 3D IMAX film, To the Arctic, now opening in IMAX theaters nationwide. As you'd expect in an IMAX film, To the Arctic has lots of scenes of polar bears cavorting in dramatic melting glaciers. The film's most dramatic scenes follow a mother polar bear and her two cubs. Director Greg McGillivray and his crew stumbled upon the little family right near the end of their weeks in the Arctic.
It was one of those things where the conditions were right for about 2 weeks out of the year, and we just kind of dumb-lucked right into those 2 weeks. We encountered this mother and her two cubs who were friending us. You know, they weren't at all nervous about us being right close to them. In fact, they seemed to prefer it. And so they hung out with us. So we got all these great shots.
But McGillivray has more than pretty pictures in mind. The two-time Oscar nominee has been making IMAX movies for 40 years, and now he's using his lifetime of experiences in nature to preserve our planet's natural habitat.
My wife and I have started the One World, One Ocean Foundation to take our love of the ocean and try to share it with people around the world. What we're trying to do is bring that awareness through entertainment, through music and internet entertainment and IMAX films. Get people to pay more attention and love the ocean as we do.
To the Arctic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Okay, it's Brooks and Dunn, but this is actually Kix Brooks. Usually Ronnie Dunn was the one that would always sing. So I do believe that this is a real bit of twang that you're hearing.
See if you can do it, Dudley.
It's okay.
I got a good day.
I like the guitar.
It comes kind of naturally because my family in North Carolina, you know.
Blah, blah, blah. You're blah. A Valley girl. Don't try with this.
It comes naturally for me to do Southern. That's my best accent. All the accents, it's my best. It's my strongest.
All right, so here's one of the stories today I think will generate a lot of interest. First, though, the good news. Everybody wants some good news?
Sure.
Please.
Back in 1952, when I was a young whippersnapper, I remembered there was a word that probably carried with it more fear than anything else in terms of medical problems.
Oh,
what do you think
problems.
That word was?
Cancer?
Five letters.
Gonorrhea. No, that's too many.
Yeah.
Polio.
Herpes.
No, polio.
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 Polio. Yeah.
I got it right. Art. You're so
1952,
good.
1952, in America, there were 57,879 new cases of polio.
I remember getting the vaccines and they left a big scar on your arm. I remember lining
they did
up
like a chicken pox scar.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, humongous scar.
Yep. Like how many cases of polio do you think were reported in the United States last year?
100.
Five.
Nope.
Zero.
Zero.
Awesome.
Hmm.
So you still believe in no vaccines for your kids?
I don't believe in the vaccines that are part of the cocktail. The polio vaccine I very much believe in, and so with other specific vaccines for specific maladies or to prevent specific problems, Rich. It's the general vaccines that have mercury in them that I do not approve of.
Yeah, but
the cocktails.
Yeah,
they have all kinds of things in them.
None of them. I mean, I've been asking my doctor for years when we take our kids, no mercury, right? And he's like, nope, we haven't had mercury in years.
I believe if there's a vaccine for it, it's a miracle, and I get it. Like, give it to me.
Yeah.
And the same thing for my kids.
Well, look at the people that have denied it. Now there's a whooping cough is back.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm talking about specific things versus the general things that seem there are trails, enough information to make people worry about whether or not all of the problems that we're having with later in life Alzheimer's because of any metal that may be in some of these shots. But how many we have what was the number we came up with? 100 and, out of 100 and 100,000, there are how many people who had, now it's gone out of my, it begins with an A. The problem with the youngsters.
Autism.
Autism. Yeah.
Autism.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can say the metal in the shots, Doug, but what about all the metal in the fish and all the heavy metals in
the
waters?
No, all of those things combined, Roberta,
you know,
the
amount of metal in the shot is minuscule compared to what you're going to get through your life.
I just don't want to expose myself to any of it. And I don't want to expose anybody else to any of it.
But you are. You go into anywhere where there's an auto or a car.
I do whatever I can.
There you go.
To keep it from being. I had to have. I had a series for 3 years of chelation treatments to get rid of I had a lot of iron in my system because of breathing the fumes from the diesel.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is, and still do now because I spend, I don't know how many, I bet I spend, I don't even know. I mean, I got to figure out this time of year, how many hours do I spend on a tractor? Probably an average of 4 a day, probably 30 hours a week on a tractor.
What is it your son said? At one with nature, sucking up diesel fumes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I keep an air cleaner.
My son to come up with something like that.
Here in the apartment in the city, I keep an air cleaner going 24/7 in the apartment.
Yep.
Kind of noisy, but I keep it going.
It is. And there's a movie that I saw. Actually, it wasn't a movie. There's a new television show, another new television show. This is what I get caught up. You all laugh at this.
I know.
But I watched 5 television shows yesterday on the plane coming out here. And one of them was a show called Terra Nova.
Yeah.
Which apparently is a hope you're not too fond of that show.
Gone.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Kaput spell, yeah.
Well, cool. I wanted to watch it, but I knew it wouldn't be in around too long.
It was a theoretical return to 85 million years ago. When the Earth was pure, and I don't know whether it was actually about the Earth or it was to another planet or something, whatever it was.
It was to the Earth. They went back in time.
Yeah. And so Stephen Lang, who was in a lot of, he's a tough guy usually in a lot of movies and television shows, he was one of the principals. But anyway, the point is that it brought you as the viewer and those participating back to an era when the Earth was pristine and there were no problems with pollutants. And one of the lines I remember, one of the young girls in the family looks up at the sky and says, is that a cloud? Because the picture of the Earth, as the television show starts, it's supposed to be in the year 2154, and the Earth is covered with pollutants and dying, strangulating at its own excesses. And I mean, I think you can make a case. I think you can see where that kind of stuff could be a problem unless we clean things up a little bit better than we are and be a little more conscious of what it is we're putting into the atmosphere. Having said that, though, the whole idea behind the television show was to bring you to that place and looking at a clear blue sky and how beautiful it is and thinking back about the weather and things, the great stuff that we all have to be thankful for. It's really great. And so I think about these shots and some of the things, the modern medicine. I'm certainly one who complains a lot about some of the things that are going on in medicine, but we've had some fantastic things. And the Salk polio vaccine, probably in my lifetime, is the most singularly most important advance that the world, our country, but the world also. But because polio was an epidemic. I remember a kid across the street from me. I used to cry all the time. His name was Paul, and he was about my age, and he was born with polio, and his arms were mangled, and his legs were mangled, and his neck was mangled, and he was one of the smartest young people. Stephen Hawking's the same. Then he had polio. What's his problem? I'm supposedly the smartest man on the planet.
polio. He's got like
he got?
A Lou Gehrig's disease or MS. No, MS.
No, he wouldn't
has
be
MS.
He wouldn't live with Lou Gehrig's disease.
No,
dead.
He has MS.
He has MS.
Yeah.
But this Paul Ronaldo is his name. And I can see him as if it was yesterday. And it scared the living hell out of me. And I remember when I got my polio shots, I said to my mother, I'm not going to look like Paul, am I? Isn't that amazing what you remember? I don't even know how old I'm. Couldn't have been more than when you get polio shot. They don't even give them now. Or I think maybe it's in that cocktail. But how old are you when you get those? 3 years old? 4 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
Or even younger? And you're right. You know what? It's so interesting that you visualize that, Roberta.
Hawking doesn't have MS. He has a motor neuron disease.
Yeah.
Related to MS?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Yeah. That, whatever sure. that is.
Well, MS is multiple sclerosis, so I guess it's the form of the same
idea. Right. Thinking about how you did such a great job, Roberta, there, giving us the... That's one of the wonderful, great things about radio.
What? Yeah.
Well, the way you described the scar, we all look at... I'm looking at my scar now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that scar, and I hadn't thought about it for years. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. You have it all your life.
Go away.
Jen, do you not have it, Jen?
My right shoulder.
No, that's how you cut off. I have one. So, the cutout, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's how you can date people as far as what their ages are, if they're trying to lie about their age.
Yeah, but Heather is younger. Heather's younger than we are by 15, 20 years, and she's got a scar.
How old do you have?
42.
Oh, and you have
Richie, you got
really?
One. Richie, you're 45, right? 46?
47.
Really?
47.
One, yeah.
Man, you're getting old, Rich.
What was the year that they cut it off then?
Wait, am I 47 or 48? I can't remember.
That's perfect.
Just go with 47.
Whatever. Huh? All right, anyway, I just thought it was kind of that hit me, Roberta, so much. People listening now, there's a relationship. Because of things like that, we all drum up sort of we have these things in common that we all experience. And getting the polio vaccine is one of them.
Let's flip this over.
Yeah.
Think about all the things that we had back then that we don't have now. But now think about all the things that we have now that we didn't have back then. We were talking earlier about...
Is cancer more prevalent now?
I think it is, yeah.
Much more so.
I do, too.
And think about the peanut allergies.
Yeah. And so is heart disease.
Yeah.
Is it much, yeah.
Well, and it could be that we're just living longer, so more things start to go wrong. And then it's also the chemical and the food and the junk that we didn't have back then.
I'm on this week I decided, you know what? Caveman diet.
Yeah.
If it didn't come out of the ground or eat anything that comes out of the ground, I'm not eating it. If it comes out of a box, a package, you know, except for my green tea or something like that, I'm not eating it.
Well, I call it does a bear poo in the woods diet. In other words, if you go into the woods.
You would.
If you go into the woods, would you find this item? If the answer is no, don't eat it.
You know, one of the really interesting things, you guys were all vacationing last week when Heather and I were here, we talked to a doctor about acid reflux. And one of the things that I never even realized is that so much of acid indigestion and acid problems are caused by canned foods. Anything with citric acid in it, it totally throws your body off as far as its acidity, too. So you're smart doing that.
Yeah, and as she was saying, even, you know, we all think like, oh, no, soda. But you don't think about like a vitamin water or something. You think you're making a good choice. But
anything in a bottle or a can has something bad in it.
Leave it alone,
like that.
Unless it's water.
Acid reflux can cause asthma. Isn't that bizarre?
Or asthma can be misdiagnosed when it is actually acid reflux.
Huh. Yeah, well,
there you go.
Yes, it can.
Little tidbits for the day.
Yes, absolutely can.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, another interesting thing I'm thinking is there was an epidemic of polio. We've had epidemics. Well, you know, we came up with a vaccine. We took care of it. Why do we still have things like AIDS is still a huge epidemic? Why is there not anything out there?
Well, because the AIDS virus and cancer viruses are very similar in that they mutate.
Yeah. And they make money for
prescription drug companies.
Pause for thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't want to cure cancer.
No, of course not. They don't cure any of those diseases.
Think about it.
We love so much money there.
Way too much money. 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Food for Thought. Somebody named Brooks just sent me an email listening. He says, why don't you talk about more politics? I got an idea for you.
Politics?
So I said, okay, I'll bite.
How about this? Your guy sucks.
No, listen to this. If you support Mitt Romney, drive with your headlights on during the day. If you support Barack Obama, drive with your headlights off at night.
It's a trend. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. People have a sense of humor. It's 15, 13, 14, something like that before the hour. And good day.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That is the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
If you don't think Sears Big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think Baby Talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo in his die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.
No stranger to the A-list scene, 30 Rock's Jane Krakowski is channeling her life of the party persona in a new TV series of interactive TV vignettes created by Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, a line of premium shampoos and conditioners that starts with scalp nourishment and creates the right foundation for strong, beautiful hair. Krakowski, who appears as a tarot card reader, helps guide the female character to her best night ever inside Club Clear.
The Best Night Ever series shows what it takes to get behind the velvet ropes. And let's face it, if you have strong, beautiful hair, you're going to have the confidence to have your best night ever. With new Clear Scalp and Hair Beauty Therapy, gorgeous hair and your best night ever is in the cards, so to speak.
Visit the Clear Hair Care page on Facebook for the chance to get a free sample to help you get ready for your best night ever. Catch the TV vignette series and watch for more exciting news. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, I'm looking at Facebook. I have two or three different Facebook accounts. So I'm following one, and Heather and Jennifer are following another one, and they're following their own as well. So it's interesting to sort of listen to the trends. The two of them, they're just talking about a cow on one of the Facebook
pages. Well, your updates, when somebody pins something on your Pinterest page,
Pinterest.
Doug,
yeah.
There's an update. Doug Steffen pinned to two boards on Pinterest. So I click on it because I see a really pretty picture of a cow. So cute, brown and white girl, right? And I look and it's pinned on the board food. Like, what?
But who pinned it as
so
food?
Doug Steffen.
Who pinned it as food, though? We didn't pin it as food.
No, it's no actually, it's associated with a raw milk article. And the raw milk is coming from the cow, and milk is food, and, you know.
And so are cows.
Well, hey.
Heather, you're not going to give me that I don't eat cows, they're my friend stuff, too, are you? You haven't bought into that. You haven't drank the milk on that one, have you?
I like cows. I'm originally from upstate New York, so I'm very, very comfortable.
People like cows and still eat them.
I would love to cuddle with one.
But would you eat a burger while you're cuddling with him?
I eat turkey burgers.
You don't eat red meat?
No.
It takes. Do you know how long it takes to digest?
All right. 51 after.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings, but they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
The back and forth is happening on a daily basis, and there's a lot more to come on the way to November 6th. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Seems like years ago that we had a half dozen or more Republican presidential hopefuls all snapping at each other during an endless series of debates. But now that we have a presumptive Republican nominee, the verbal volleyball is a one-on-one affair, and we're getting plenty of it even before they get together for some televised debates down the road. There is a consensus this will be a very close election. The latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows the president leading Mitt Romney 47-43% among registered voters. Other polls show the gap much smaller than that. As for the back and forth, you had President Obama in Denver, Colorado yesterday, Mitt Romney in Washington, D.C. Let's string together some remarks they had about each other. We assume you'll be able to tell who's who. Let's have Mitt Romney lead off. Here we go.
Sadly, President Obama has decided to attack success.
He thinks that they're going to lead to a different result this time, or he's hoping you won't remember what happened the last time.
Dividing people and pitting one side against another produces nothing but failure and mediocrity.
His working assumption is if CEOs and wealthy investors like him get rich, then the rest of us automatically will too.
If you're saying enough already, too bad. These are called talking points, and both men will be hammering away at these nails all the way to November. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
On Wall Street, it was a mixed day overall, but the Dow was down 7 points yesterday to 12,496. That's 14 losing sessions out of the last 16, the worst 16-session period in 30 years. S&P was up 2 points yesterday, NASDAQ with an 11-point gain.
I am deeply disappointed, and I apologize for the misconduct of these employees and the distraction that it has caused.
That apology from the director of the Secret Service, Mark Sullivan, testifying at a Senate hearing yesterday. He assured lawmakers that he moved swiftly to deal with the recent prostitution scandal involving the Secret Service. The agents involved were doing advance work ahead of President Obama's recent trip to Colombia. If you know anyone who works at Hewlett-Packard, give them a call today and tell them you're thinking of them. The world's number one computer maker, Hewlett-Packard, will eliminate 8% of its staff by October of 2014. That's 27,000 jobs in an attempt to save up to $3.5 billion a year. The company says it will invest the savings in segments that offer attractive growth potential, such as cloud technology and security. In the entertainment department, American Idol Season 11, and we have a new idol, Ryan Seacrest, with the announcement last night. The winner! It takes him too long to get to it. Of American Idol on Fox, season 11 is Philip Phillips. Philip Phillips beating out Jessica Sanchez. A record 132 million votes were cast during the finale of the show last night. And finally, something you may not have known, this is National Dog Bite Prevention Week. The United States Postal Service is a chief promoter of this campaign. The Postal Service says more than 5,500 letter carriers were attacked by dogs nationwide last year. And the number one city for dog attacks on letter carriers, Los Angeles. The postmaster there, Mark Anderson, says this is all about educating dog owners, and letter carriers aren't the only ones at risk.
Our children are 900 times more likely to be bitten by a dog than a letter carrier is.
Sagrario Hernandez is a letter carrier in L.A. She says she's been attacked several times.
What I do when I see a dog near to the mailbox, I just keep the house and continue to deliver the mail.
Can you blame her? I happen to be the husband of an avid runner, and my wife has had to outrun more than a few unleashed dogs in our neighborhood. So take it from someone who knows what it's like to wear a marital leash. Put your dog on one as well. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.